Welcome back to Set Apart Women podcast, where we demolish the lukewarm living and follow Jesus with all that we have.
Welcome, ladies. We are so glad that you've tuned in to Set Apart Women. Hello, my name is Laura Allred, and I'm with A Million Women. You can go to amillionwomen.org to find out about this once-in-a-lifetime movement this fall, October 12th, 2024, in Washington, D.C. We are believing and calling for a million Esthers from around the nation to meet us on the mall on October 12th to believe that America is going to turn back to God. So make plans to be there. Have your feet on the mall. Invite your friends, all the Esthers around the nation. Meet us for A Million Women. Go to amillionwomen.org to register today. Enjoy the episode.
What's up, Set Apart Women? I'm your host, Jamie Lynn Walnow, and I'm so glad that you are here. Whether it's your first time or your 100th time, I'm just glad that you're here listening to a podcast called Set Apart, because we like to go for the jugular. We ain't trying to be lukewarm. We ain't trying to sit back and, you know, be chill. We trying to get out here and activate the gospel and live the Great Commission. So I'm so excited about the episode you're going to hear today. First, we're going to jump to a commercial, and then I'm going to come back and tell you something. Okay, I want you to subscribe, share, let your auntie know what is going on. Send this to your grandma, your best friends, and go subscribe to our YouTube channel. But also know that we are ministry, and we provide monthly mentorships for free. We have in-person events, and we want you to come join and be part of what God is doing on the earth with women. We've created a place for you to not be at home alone. Literally, you can come online, join us, and then you can come join us in person. And we're just believing God will make a way for you to do that, because this ministry is incredible. We've built incredible friendships, and we're living the Great Commission together. So without further ado, I'm excited because I am just now getting to know this woman, and it is rare that I interview somebody that I'm not in deep relationship with. But I knew that we had to ask her to come join us. And so I am so pumped about everybody meeting Lindy Ann Hopley with Beautiful Witness Ministries, because this woman, let me just tell you, I've heard her speak on stage, and I've heard her share testimonies behind the scenes. And the first time I met her, I knew that this woman was somebody that the devil, he just can't win. He just can't win. He has to be, I don't know if he can get tired, but he has to be really exhausted around you. And because you just are a woman of his word and an action. So I'm so excited that you're here, and so excited to hear what you have to share with our women today.
Thank you. Come on. This is the time for the Esthers to arise. And I believe that it's not just an Esther movement, but it's Esther meets Wonder Woman, right? It's, we got to be on the front lines. We got to know that we're filled with the Holy Ghost and power, and greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world, you know? Yeah. So I'm excited to be here with Set Apart Woman. It's going to be a blast.
Me too. I'm so excited. We could have gone a million different ways with this episode. Mm-hmm. But you've really, this year, and I mean, I know you've seen more than that, you're really seeing signs, wonders, and miracles. And I feel like that's a topic we haven't addressed a whole lot. I know a lot of you have heard from Brandy Belt, one of my dear friends who has like a healing ministry as well. But this is part of a commandment. Jesus said, go lay hands on the sick and watch them recover.
He did.
Yeah.
Exactly. You know, it's funny because I was one of those Christians who, if you ask me, do you believe that God is still healing today? I'd say, hallelujah, amen, of course. But if I ever saw a miracle or heard about a miracle, I'd be like, how much are they paying that lady to get out of the wheelchair, right? I was a skeptic of all skeptics. And until finally God actually confronted me and said, you're carrying a spirit of unbelief. And I was like, what? And I saw a woman get out of a wheelchair right in front of me. And I knew, because I'm from South Africa,
if you can't tell,
back to my original accent, because y'all ain't here in Texas, right? But I just realized, man, I have been believing a lie concerning healing. I didn't really think it's still for today. In my head I did, but in my reality, faith comes with works. He says faith without works is dead. Mm-hmm. And I didn't have the works to back it up. He said those who believe these signs and wonders will follow. And I was like, dang, I don't actually believe, because the signs and wonders are not following me. Mm-hmm. So I repented. I got delivered of a spirit of unbelief. And I literally left that place, going to a gas station where I used to party across the street, right? I was party girl turned preacher. Okay. While they're in the zoo, but he picked me up, turned me around, right? Placed my feet on solid ground. Now I've traveled the world, and it's by God's grace alone. Yeah. And I love that, because that's what I love what you're doing here, because it's like, if God can use us, he can use anyone, right? I always tell that. It's like my mantra. I'm like, listen here, God is able to use anyone that says, here I am, Lord, send me.
It's true.
And that day when I left home and I had the revelation and I got delivered, I literally went into a gas station. There was a man with a completely crippled hand. You could not even move. It was like a little one of those little cement hands. And this voice just came out of me and I said, brother, God's going to heal you. He's going to heal you now. Be healed. And his crippled hand just flew open. He said, madame, it's working. It's working. It's working. I was like, I don't know who was more shocked. But then, you know, finally I caught up with the word of God. Like mm-hmm. you said, it's all in the Bible.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh my gosh, it's all here. It's called the Great Commission, not suggestion. And why have I not been doing it? And so I was convicted to my core, just realizing like the whole world is waiting for a God encounter. And that encounter is inside of us.
Yeah.
He's decided to partner with us. And so I'm just like, come on, bride of Christ, let's arise and shine. It's time for the miraculous to take its rightful place in the church again and outside in the world. Everyone's waiting for Christ in us, the hope of glory.
That's so good. I love that so much. And I'm excited to hear more about miracles too. It's interesting because at the beginning of this year, our church did a 21-day fast and they have this reading plan that we would go through. And the thing that stood out to me the most was Jesus, you know, you read the word and then all of a sudden the Holy Spirit's like really tapping on you for something. But that Jesus, when he prayed and people were healed instantly and then immediately, instant and immediate. And I have contended for the dead to be raised in America. Like I've had the opportunity to lay hands on the dead. Haven't seen it yet,
you go, girl.
But it actually fuels me more to see it. I don't feel discouraged by it. I really believe that it's not by might, not by power, but by the Spirit of the Lord, right? Mm-hmm. And then I'm like, I don't know, God, I just need you to teach me and help me learn from whatever has happened in the past. But I want to see more signs, wonders, and miracles. And I've seen them. We've seen them in our ministry. Like cray cray, like God will just come and touch somebody's body. And it's so amazing. The testimonies that we have from Set Apart Women conferences and retreats. And it's like, because he's in the room.
Come
and
on.
When he's
where
in
the
room,
the Lord is, there's
you
freedom.
Can't stay the way you are.
Amen.
You just can't. So I am so pumped about diving more into this. My question to you is, it's so interesting because I grew up in a religious environment and I love what you said. You were the biggest skeptic. I have like a master's degree in communication. Graduated with such pride and entitlement. And I needed to know the proof as to how he heals today.
Yeah.
Let me see. You know, like whatever, you know, the biggest skeptic, you know, like.
He says greater is it for you to believe without seeing, but dude, I needed to see before I believe. I was like,
that's
Lord.
Good.
Doom.
That's
you know?
Good.
And I think I love what you said, you know, the reality of that miracles are for today and they're for right now.
Yeah.
And that's a big question that I get from people that, you know, when I'm praying for them, they'll say, but how do we know it's God's will? Right? How do we know it's God's timing? And the other block is often like, well, isn't this maybe God that's trying to teach me something? And I love teaching on this because once you know someone so well and their character, you're like, ooh, let you in on a secret. And I actually had a dream where all these students came running out, wanted to talk to me. And they said, Lindy Ann, how do you know when God wants to heal? Do you get fire in your hands? Do you get this? How do you know he wants to do it? And I said, I don't really feel anything. All I know is he wants to.
Wow.
And that's really the core of healing, to know that he's a good father. And I get emotional even when I talk about this, because the revelation of God's goodness and the finished work of the cross, when you know what Jesus did, that by his stripes, that he could not even be recognized as the Messiah.
Yeah.
Like they said that what we saw in the Passion of the Christ, I don't know about you, but I had to put my laptop down, get on my face, prostrate, and just weep.
Dry
they
heaving.
Said that was not even half of what Jesus actually went through. So when you have the revelation that's what he did for your healing, you don't have to doubt that he maybe wants, maybe doesn't. And then when we look at scripture, when people say, well, how do you know it's God's timing? I'm like, listen here, it's not God's timing. God's timing was on the cross and we're living in the delay because he actually paid for divine health. So never mind that. In scripture, it says, this is the day of your salvation. That word salvation is sozo in the Greek, which means saved, healed, and delivered. That is for right now. So just, you know, yesterday I got to preach at a church and literally a woman was paralyzed in a wheelchair from Parkinson's disease. Could not speak, could not walk, could not move. But right there just started sharing those testimonies saying, listen, just on the 31st of December, prayed for a woman, 20 years paralyzed in a wheelchair. And as I'm sharing the testimony of how that woman got up and got healed, faith was being deposited into other lady. And before I knew it, boom, she's out of the
wheelchair.
This
is happening right now on this podcast.
This is happening right now.
Like, people are listening to these testimonies, and the testimonies she's sharing are coming to your house. They're coming to your body.
Yes.
They're coming to your family right now in Jesus'
name. There's no distance of the spirit. You know, we've prayed for someone like literally just in a kitchen. The husband was in India, a Hindu, not even a believer, paralyzed in the bed. She said, "Sister Lindy, can you pray for husband?" I'm like, "Sure." I prayed. She said, "Such a short prayer." I said, "Sister, it's not long prayers that heals. It's Jesus that heals."
Come on.
And that man got out of his bed. They didn't even know we're praying. The daughter called and said, "Mom, dad just got out of his bed." There's no distance in the spirit. So no matter where you're watching from, let these testimonies permeate you right now. Start checking your healing. Let Jamie Lynn know, because I'm trusting God for miracles to break out during this time, because why not?
Yeah.
He's already paid for it. Yeah. It is finished, you know? And the other thing is, I believe that, you know, some people say, well, that cancer must have been from God, because that's how my mom got saved and her relationship with God really deepened, this and that. I'm like, no. John 10, verse 10, the enemy comes to steal, kill, and destroy. That's what cancer and sickness and whatever is. Sickness comes from the pit of hell, but guess what? Romans 8, John 10, verse 10, the other piece. He came to give us life and life in abundance, and he's so good at taking these bad situations and working it together for our good that we're like, maybe it came from the Lord. No, girl. He just took that mess and he turned it into a miracle. And devil's like, I should never have messed with that one. You know what I mean? And I feel like that's even what he did in my own life, right? Here I am coming from broken this, that, and the rest. But here we are, and we go, the girl I was yesterday is not going to be the girl that I am tomorrow, because we're born again into his family. So we get to come into a different family line. And I just feel like there are people watching right now, and you're like, well, Lindy Ann, Jamie Lynn, you just don't know where I come from. And I'm like, I don't care where you came from. Not without empathy and sympathy and all the things. But I'm like, I know who he is.
Yeah.
And once you slot in with him, you're going where he's going.
Come on.
You know?
So. Also, I love what you just said, because people are like, you don't know my past. You don't know what I've gone through. You don't know the suffering. I'm like, look, Paul was murdering Christians.
Come on.
He went from murdering and hating and despise, like literally murdering people like you and me. And then got saved radically. And now we read, he's my favorite author, like in the clearly we read most of his books in the New Testament, but I love how bold he is. I love how black and white he is. Look, your story could actually make you way more black and white intense because of how much Jesus is willing, well, how much he did save you from where you are, but are you willing to receive the fullness of the cross, the fullness of this revelation that Lindy Ann is talking about? Like, look, you
the finished work.
Yes, like you see a new believer. Oh my goodness, you see somebody who is like totally distraught, so let down, so like addicted to drugs or pornography or whatever. And then they get hit with the Holy Ghost, they get set free. They're wild.
Come on, because the wildness that you have, right? God actually created that you that way. You've just been using it for the wrong kingdom. So I'm like, redirect, right? And it's so funny, because the pastor where I preached just recently, he was incarcerated in jail for 15 years.
Wow.
He has dollar signs as eyebrows, okay? And while he was trying to hang himself in isolation, he literally called out to God. God saved him. I end up preaching at his church. Here's a girl all the way from South Africa. I'm here with an ex-prisoner. I mean, that's just, the Lord has this amazing mosaic and just throwing this eclectic mix together.
Yeah.
And literally a man runs up and he says, "I tried to kill myself just 3 days ago. And my neck cracked." He had a kind of a broken neck, but he didn't die.
Wow.
But here he is in the meeting, and God heals him right there. Mm. This woman jumps out of the wheelchair. 20 people come up and get saved. People are getting slain by the power of God. And he's like, "And my neck is healed," you know? And I'm just like, come on, what a testimony. Here you have a pastor that tried to kill himself. Now you have a miracle happening. Someone else who tried to kill themselves just a few days ago. And I'm just like, man, this is the tapestry of God. Like, you can't make this stuff up.
No.
Right? It's just one thing after the other. And I'm just so like, Lord, this is what you have for this generation. I believe that miracles are coming back to America, where miracles have with past experience, people are like, is this fake? Is it this? Is it all about the money? But I'm like, listen, honey, it's really all about Jesus. It's all about the cross.
Yeah.
And I always tell people, they're like, I'm just grateful for my salvation. And I'm like, can you imagine that you're a parent and you worked your entire life to leave your kids two gifts? And they're like, Mom, I went under the Christmas tree and I got that one gift and I'm so grateful. I'm not even gonna climb in and get the other one. And you're like, excuse me, do you know how hard I work for that gift? If you don't open it, it's just going to sit there. Mm. You better get underneath that tree. And it's like when we take communion, he said, the blood was for the atonement of your sin, right? Boom, no greater miracle than a heart of stone turning into a heart of flesh. But he said, now the bread was broken as a symbol of your body that was healed by his stripes. And it's like getting the lamb, the full reward of his suffering, and realize that miracles are a love language of God.
I love that.
Right? Yeah. I see so many people. I've traveled 34 countries preaching the gospel because people say to me, Lena, you don't understand how hard it is here. I'm like, girlfriend, I've been around the world. I know the rock of ages. He's the hardest of them all. You know what I mean? He brings the breakthrough. And everywhere I go, it's the same thing. He is the desire of the nations. Mm-hmm. And when miracles manifest, I mean, people are blankety blank. What did you just do to me?
Yeah.
Beep, beep. And I'm like, that's Jehovah sneaky. He just got you.
Yeah.
Wouldn't you love to know him? Wouldn't you like to encounter his love even more and invite him into your heart? And I see so many people get saved because of the miraculous. And it's not just for the unbeliever to bring them to Christ, because some believers say, oh, it's for the unbeliever. I'm like, no, he's a good dad. He wants to see his kid healed, whether you're a backslidden kid or you're a kid in the house.
I'm going to give dinner to your friend on the street, not to you tonight.
Exactly, exactly. So I'm passionate to see that. And people come into the revelation of a good dad that's already paid the ultimate price. And we got to see miracles come back. You were talking about the fasting. Last year, when I did a 21-day fast, the Lord actually took me to the Book of Kings. And he said, you know, Lindy Ann, all these false prophets of Baal that we see in the media right now, that are prophesying this, prophesying that.
Yep.
He said, it's just like when the false prophets came before Elijah. And Elijah said, let's test our gods and let's see which one is more powerful. And he put the altar out for them and he said, call on your God, call on your God. He said, maybe he's sleeping, because why is he not responding? He's mocking them. I love it.
I was like,
oh, he got such a sense of humor. Mm-hmm. But the reality is, then he said, okay, now let's wet the wood. Let's do this. Let's do that. Let's make it impossible. And he said, now God, will you come and reveal yourself? And the fire of God came on the altar, and every single one of those false prophets of Baal fell prostrate before the Lord. And God said to me, Lindy Ann, the thing that's going to turn the nations back to God is the power of God. Mm-hmm. It's the fire on the altar. It's the miraculous that trumps what we're seeing in the world. We're seeing Satanists at work. We're seeing all the things that are happening, and the powers are real. But the reality is, greater is the power that's in us. But do we know how to let him out?
Yeah, that is so good. Mm-hmm. That's so incredible. You know, it's amazing, because there are so many men and women walking around hurting, looking for, they just have never heard of the man Jesus, or what they've heard isn't actually him, what they've heard about him. And we see all through scripture, like even Jesus himself, you know, preached to thousands of people and they were like, this got weird. And all of them left.
Yeah.
And he turns to his disciples and he's like, are you going to leave me too?
Yeah.
Which totally grieves my heart. So I say this because I believe in Jesus' name that when we go out and we minister, that these people will encounter Jesus and want him. It's not true of everybody, statistically speaking, in the New Testament, that they will all. But I will say, some of these people will never know him as long as we're silent and as long as we're not, like, implementing the full identity of Jamie Lynn Walnow with the Holy Spirit inside her, right?
Mm-hmm.
And even just you walking up to somebody saying, oh, man, I remember this woman was walking to the restaurant a couple months ago and she was going, oh, and I like was like, ma'am, can I help you up on the curb? She was like, oh, and I was like, no, let me help you. And I was like, what is wrong? Like, my heart was breaking. She's like, I need a double knee replacement. Mm-hmm. And she goes, but I'm having surgery in a couple of weeks. And I was like, oh my goodness, I'm so sorry that, or she said, I'm having surgery next week. And I was like, I'm so sorry, that's so crazy. Well, I go in to get my to-go order. She's sitting down and I just felt like this burning, like, I can't leave with, she doesn't need to be in pain.
Exactly.
Whether she has the surgery or not, she's not meant to be in pain right now.
Mm-hmm.
So I walk up to her and I'm like, do you know Jesus? Like, do you love him? And she's like, I love Jesus, I can't get enough. And I was like, I have seen God do so many miraculous things, like heal people. I know he could heal you now. And I know that you aren't meant to be in pain. Can I pray for you? She's like, yes, you can pray for me.
So good.
And then she started testifying, like, he supernaturally provided for my, you know, whatever. But like, the thing is, it's like, I felt so much of a burning compassion for her. And I knew, I had the fear of God. I'm like, I have to go pray for her.
Yeah.
Did I see her knees like miraculously heal in that moment? No. Did I have a great conversation with the woman about our beloved Jesus? Yes. But had she not been a believer, who knows what that small like act of kindness could do, right? And all these people are walking around. So my life got wrecked from the prophetic. Getting a prophetic word. I mean, I was a believer my whole life. I say this. I've been a Christian my whole life, but I didn't know about the Holy Spirit and the signs, wonders, and miracles, right? Which is why I was also a skeptic.
Yes, come on now.
You know? But I would love to hear, what are some testimonies you've had that you love to share with people to help build faith for women listening? Because, you know, like, let's be real. People are listening and they're like, but it makes me uncomfortable to go up to somebody and pray for them.
We gotta cast that demon out.
Okay, we can do it right now.
You know, it's in the word, it says perfect love casts out all fear. And so when you have a revelation of perfect love, if I tell someone, will you jump in front of a bus? And they're like, no, you're crazy. I said, what if your child was there?
Yeah.
Would you run and grab them? When your revelation of what life looks like, what the realities of death looks like, heaven and hell. I've had a face-to-face encounter with Jesus. Yeah. I've had a face-to-face encounter with Satan. Wow. And so the reality is I have a burning desire in me. It's like a shoe sale that's for free. It's like, I gotta call all my girlfriends, right? When you know of something that's so good, how can you not share?
Yeah.
How can you not tell people
it's
about
so good.
It? And so for me, I'm like, man, if this is what Jesus did for me, I got delivered from a stronghold of rejection. Jesus walked into my room with a white robe, ring in his hand. He's like, Lindy Ann, will you marry me? And I was like, huh? Would you really have me? I knew who I was and who I was not. I felt like the worst sinner, you know? Mm. But the reality was, I went from being a worship leader in the church, praying in tongues. I got, you know, Holy Spirit. I read a book about the miraculous.
Yeah.
And this hunger in me just started welling. This, am I even saved? Lord, is this stuff still happening? It convicted me. It convicted me to the more, right? Repentance is really just realizing there's more.
Yeah.
I'm missing the mark. Oh my gosh, it's like fridge cheesecake versus baked cheesecake. I'm going to turn the other way. You know what I mean? And that's really what repentance is. It's just going from glory to glory, seeing more of him and what he paid for. Mm-hmm. And so for me, I'm reading this book and I'm like, oh my gosh, I started weeping and wailing because this book was full of people jumping out of wheelchairs, crippled, this and that. And I'm like, Lord, I must have this. And in that moment, an invisible man appeared in my bed. Now, I'd never heard of anything like this. I'd never seen anything like this. Okay. And he just said, read Luke 11:11. And I turned my Bible. I had no idea what it was. And I turned my Bible and it says, if your father who is evil, and I did have an evil father who I got to lead to Jesus because he saw a deaf ear pop open right in front of him in the street.
Wow.
That's another testimony for another day. It's amazing. But he says, if your father who is evil knows how to give a good gift, how much more your heavenly father will give you the Holy Spirit when you ask him for it. Now, I didn't know in that moment. I was already praying in tongues. I was like, I'm going to get a revelation, impartation, a mantle, a schmantle. I didn't care. I just knew there was more. And I had compassion for people too. I'd see the sick and be like, God, I know you paid for this. How do we access this? I'm just like, I always tell women, man, I give you permission to be a glut in the kingdom. He says, my children don't have because they don't ask.
Yeah.
And I just said, Lord, I see you doing this. And you said, if we believe in you, we can do what you did and even greater works.
Mm-hmm.
So game on, right? Let's raise the dead.
Yeah.
And
I can't wait. I know that moment's coming and it will come many a time over. I'm looking
and I believe in this next season, we're going to have to raise the dead a bunch with the persecution that's coming. And it's going to be such a sign and a wonder seeing mass harvest come in because of the miracles.
Yeah.
And anyway, in that moment, I just asked the Holy Spirit and I said, I want this. I want this. And that's really how I stepped into that moment with a cripple hand open up.
Yeah.
And after that, started seeing in the word, God, you actually said we can do this.
Yeah.
Went to a hospital, me and my friend. Now we're afraid. Now I don't have the Holy Spirit all over me, stopping at a gas station. We're like, hi, my name is Lindy Ann. This is my friend, and we believe God is still healing today. And this lady's sitting there on the bed, and we're like, how can we pray for you? And she's like, oh, I'm paralyzed. And I was like, oh, right? You're like, oh my gosh.
We're going to start there,
okay,
guys.
Okay, we'll just start there.
As if
and I didn't even know
system.
How to pray because I didn't do any kind of like, you know, healing course or anything. And I just saw Jesus in the Bible. So I put my hand on her knee. I went, be healed. because Jesus never said in Jesus' name. So yeah. That was my limited knowledge.
Be healed in my name.
I just said, be healed. And her paralyzed leg just started kicking in the hospital. I put my hand on the other leg. The other leg started. Now you're going to know it's like six African ladies, the one at the back shouting, hallelujah, hallelujah. Jesus is my healer. Jesus is my savior. Boom. Next person, tumor disappears out of her breast. She gets out of the bed. The next person, this one, the one who couldn't walk, hypo, which is basically like, no way. Mm-hmm. And she's like, and all six ladies were healed out of those beds. The hospital ward was emptied. Men started running from next door. Me and my friend like, wow, not bad for a first time out. Like, how did we not know this stuff? You feel like cheated from before. And the reality is, I'm going to say something that's very difficult right now.
Go for it.
But the reality is, scripture says that you need to, as elders, we need to be able to heal the sick. Right?
Yeah, that's
we
true.
We have pastors that are leading churches that are not even healing the sick.
Lindy and Ann, I've never heard anyone say that.
The Lord says you can only go as far as your teacher goes. So how are you going to learn how to heal the sick if your pastor isn't even healing the sick? Then I've got to ask myself, if the fivefold ministry has been placed there by God and they're meant to equip the saints to do the work of the ministry until what? They reach the full standard of maturity of Christ? How the heck do we have people in this position that aren't doing any of this stuff, but they want to teach us how to do that stuff? Yeah. And I got to ask myself, were you really called to be a fivefold minister?
Yeah.
Or did you just go to seminary, whatever they call it, and you are leading other people down a religious path that is dead?
Yeah.
I grew up in a dead church, and I was like, I will never be a Christian. Literally came out of my mouth. I was like, I will never be a Christian. But the reality is, God's not just the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. He's the lover of all lovers and the stalker of all stalkers, and he got hold of me, praise the Lord. I'm sure like he did of all of that. Everyone here has a story, right? But the reality is, he comes knocking, and we choose to say yes. We choose to respond and say, okay, God, you said this is a great commission. You said go preach the gospel, heal the sick, cast out demons. And I know you were mentioning like a lot of people might not want this. I can tell you now, I've been to hell's festivals. I've been to New Age festivals. I've been to the prostitutes in Amsterdam. I've been to drug dealers. I've been to Skid Row. And I see people longing for an encounter with the King.
Yeah.
Jesus said we'll only have peace, joy, and righteousness in him. People want peace.
Yeah.
They want joy.
Yeah,
they want to know if they're right with God and where they will spend eternity. I've almost had no one turn me down for the gospel. And the gospel is the power unto salvation. And when we actually approach them, hey, are you a prodigal son that's dead? You need some resurrection power. We need to raise the dead right now in your life. I've got the answer for you. His name is Jesus.
Yeah.
And it's like once you know you're carrying the King of the universe, the desire of the nations, it's like walking around with billion-dollar bulls, and you're like, somebody. And they're like, no. And you're like, no. Believe me, you want what I have. And it's just really creating a hunger in people, throwing that fillet steak of testimonies out there and saying, girl, I see you're struggling with a bit of rejection. You want to get free of that?
Come on.
Okay, I see you got that knee problem. You want to get free of that?
Yeah.
And so when we come with all these promises and these gifts from God, I mean, he's so exciting. Why would people want to say no?
That's so good. I love that. Lindy Ann, you're so fiery. And before we close out, I want to ask you one more question, but I also want to say, I love how you're addressing the desire people have for him. Like this is like, I always talk about this in, to women too. It's like, look, you can talk all day long about the guy you have a crush on, but you can't tell people about Jesus.
Exactly.
Like it's, or you can, look, I'm not against MLM companies, but like you can make the call and be trained to have awkward conversations with people and why they should join your MLM.
That's so good.
But you can't tell people about the gospel.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, and like, I just want to like shoot you straight and be real. It's like, man, I'm not against you doing those things. What I am against is you not living the Great Commission, because there's so much more life abundant that we have in Jesus. And so I just want to say that. But before we close out, because we are needing to close, clearly people are listening to this, and I know because I can hear you, okay? They want to be trained and equipped by you. So what do you have? You have a discipleship program, you have training, a school. Talk to us. What do you have that women can go discover more and discover more about what God says about this too.
If you're like, man, I need my faith ignited, I created a course called Ignite Your Faith, and it's a 3-day challenge. You can jump on with us. We also have a 30-day boot camp that's all about your identity, how to witness, how do I share my testimony, how do I bring revival in Walmart, or like my Uber, who is Muslim, who got saved just the other day. How do I do this stuff? We do all of that, and you can go visit us at beautifulwitness.com, and you can find the links to those there. That's why I wanted to start Beautiful Witness Academy. How are we a beautiful witness of heaven here on earth, here and now? Hallelujah.
Yeah.
So You can find me there, and all my social media links are there as well. You're going to see some fun testimonies on our Facebook, etc.
You're fun. Let's just say, I'm just like, I feel like I'm like bouncing in my chair, like, yeah, okay, and then what?
Fun, fabulous faith. Come on, Jesus never said, I've come to give you life that's boring. He said, I've come to give you life and life in abundance. I'm like, okay, I'll sign up.
I love it. I love it so much. Yeah. Okay, and then we will link all of Lindy Ann's things below our podcast on our YouTube channel or just in the description below. But please go give her a follow. Go check out, what's the website again?
Beautifulwitness.com.
Go to beautifulwitness.com. How mm-hmm. awesome is she? How awesome is Jesus in her? This is so cool. Look, this is not just Lindy Ann coming on here, so cute and bubbly, absolutely, also absolutely beautiful. I'm like looking at the camera right now. She's stunning. But also, this isn't just for her. This is for you. Yes, this is for me. You don't have to have some platform to be doing it. People did it hidden. People did it. You're supposed to do this when you run your errands. Like, just let mm-hmm. it come out of the overflow. But the thing is, it comes out of the overflow. And mm-hmm. so we want that for you. And so please join us, subscribe, go to beautifulwitness.com, and then go to setapartwomen.co to subscribe to our email list to discover more about how you can live a life set apart. This narrow path, come on, it ain't for the weak sauce, mm-hmm. okay? It is for the weak who are made found strong in Jesus Christ. And so you found good company if you're feeling weak out there. So come join us in person or online. We love you and we're excited. Come check out all the events that we have in 2024. It's amazing. God's raising you up as a woman of God. This is the year that you are to proclaim the good news the way God created you to do it. And we want to help you discover how you're made to do that. In Jesus' name. See you next week on Set Apart Women.